tell you a little story here. We've got Brady's Cover 5 coming up this segment. This is what happens when you turn into an award-winning contributor to the game, to our show. Brady has devoted so much time and energy and effort to making these Cover 5s week in and week out, which won first place in the entertainment program category, Media Market Radio, from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. The one person outside of my immediate family, basically, that I bought a Christmas gift for just because of how this worked out was Brady. You'll understand why here in just a moment. Brady and I happen to be very big connoisseurs of the crying Jordan meme. I find almost every single one hilarious. It's one of the few things that doesn't get old for me. And over the holidays, I happened to be scrolling Twitter, and I saw someone tweet that they had received a crying Jordan Christmas sweater as a holiday gift. So I immediately Googled it, found it, and then gave it to Brady. He is now the proud owner of a crying Jordan Christmas sweater. And that was the one thing I bought for everybody outside of my family.
I have been just cringing at basically everything you've been talking about for the last 2 minutes.
That made it all the more enjoyable, my friend. All the more enjoyable. Well, Brady every week goes through and picks five NFL games. Obviously, there's not five going on right now with the playoffs here, but he still keeps it rolling with predictions of the playoff games. He is a very obnoxious Patriots fan. It's a Patriots tradition to not be playing in this wild card round of the playoffs. I'm sure we'll get plenty of Patriots references in this one. I haven't heard this, so I'm looking forward to it. Without further ado, here's this week's Cover 5.
What an appropriate week for some Blues Traveler. Am I right, college hoops fans?
Okay, you got away with one.
It's wild card weekend. That means things are getting serious in the National Football League. The Patriots and Chiefs are the respective number one and number two seeds in the AFC, and the Cowboys and Falcons are one and two in the NFC, so they got the week off. How's it all going to shake out? Who's going to be the eventual runner-up to New England in the Super Bowl? Well, make like a Jayhawk and take a walk with me, fans of the Pro Gridiron. Let's Cover 5. Game 1. 12-4 Oakland at 9-7 Houston. Saturday afternoon on ESPN and ABC. Okay. In light of quarterback issues with both these teams, let's switch up the tunage. Something a little more appropriate. That's better. You know what? I actually feel for the Raiders. But then I remember the antics of their fans, including Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas fans, right here in the little apple I've witnessed while watching my Pats in some of the local watering holes that have the smarts to purchase NFL Sunday ticket. So, maybe they do deserve some misery, because from what I've seen, you can file them under J for Jabroni. Houston defense prevails. Texans, 12-5. Game 2. 9-7 Detroit at 10-5-1 Seattle, Saturday night on NBC. The Lions are on a three-game losing streak, and that's no way to go into the postseason. Remember the first time Simba tried to roar in The Lion King?
That was it?
It's like that. Still, the Seahawks have a tie in their record, and that just loses my respect. Lions, 30-23. Game 3! 10-6 Miami at 11-5 Pittsburgh, Sunday at noon on CBS. This is a Miami squad that drilled the Steelers in South Beach in Week 6, 30-15 with all of Pittsburgh's stars on the field. And that's why this may be one of the more difficult wildcard contests to pin down, because both of these teams have shown plenty of inconsistency throughout the season, and it's not surprising there's only one game difference in their records. The Steelers have the hot hand with the 7-game win streak going in this one, but a closer look at the schedule won't leave you too impressed. Miami with the upset, 26-19. Game 4! 11-5 New York Giants at 10-6 Green Bay, Sunday at 3:40 on Fox. The Packers are hotter than a mozzarella-coated pizza pie right out of the oven, and the Giants are so excited about being in the playoffs, they're already thinking ahead to upsetting the Patriots once again in the Super Bowl. And you know what? I'm sure Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay are counting on that. As much as I would love to see New England take on Eli Manning again and right some wrongs, the Giants rank 26th in scoring offense with just 19.4 points per game. The Packers, however, are fourth in the league with 27 points per game. Plus, the Giants have already had a try against Green Bay on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and lost that contest 23-16 in Week 5. Thanks for playing, Giants. Pack! 44-28. Game 5! Wait, there is no Game 5. Wait, hold on. I got an idea.
Hot route! Red 7!
Game 5! Alabama versus Clemson, Monday night on ESPN. Fire up the beer pong. It's the college football national championship game brought to you by so much money it'll make a student-athlete's head spin. It's a rematch of last year's multi-million-dollar amateur-status college football game, and it's hard to say Bama won't repeat as champions of the student-athlete experience world once again. But Clemson gave the Tide a game last year and lost by just 5 points. Alabama is a touchdown favorite, according to Vegas. And although offensive coordinator Lane Kiffin won't have to worry about missing his bus on Monday, I see the Tide covering. But you know who the real winners are? The student athletes. Memories they will treasure that you can't put a price on. Roll Tide, 31-23. And there you have it, folks. 5 games, 5 predictions you can take to the bank and donate to the charity of your choice. Happy playoff football. Another Cover 5 is in the books.
Well done. Yeah, that Brady, he's very topical. Lots of traveling jokes, shots at the NCAA, and amateurism. The national championship game, you can't get one past him.
Mitch, when he switched the bet over for the Oakland-Houston game, that was hurt.
Yes.
And it was Johnny Cash covering who?
Nine Inch Nails. Okay. Come on.
All right. I know you're a K-Rock guy.
You know, yeah, like Mitch works on our rock station.
I get that. I'm just making sure.
Let's say I walked in the room right now, having never met either of you, and I looked left at Mitch, and I looked right at Tyler. Who do you think I would guess knows more about Nine Inch Nails? Just from a glance.
Okay.
At a glance.
As long as we're on the same page with the fact that Johnny Cash actually did hurt better than Nine Inch Nails did.
Well, I agree. I don't like Nine Inch Nails. I also probably don't look like somebody who listens to Nine Inch Nails. People say me and you look similar all the time. Hence, Mitch would be the guy who knows about Nine Inch Nails. So how dare you question his acumen of music?
I'm not questioning it. I was just making sure. I wasn't trying to stump him. I was giving him a softball. I was being a nice guy.
Well, you knocked it out of the park, Mitch. Well done. Appreciate Brady with the Cover 5. We've got Cole Manbeck in Hour 2 at 5:10. He just texted me about 37 topics that he wants to talk about. I'm telling you, man, he is passionate and fired up about the Kansas game. Bill Self and Lon Kruger react to Svee's travel at 5:25. But to end the hour here, apparently, I've got an unpopular opinion. We'll dive into it next on the game.